So let's review. The Gemara in Daf Samach Hei cited a brisa. Tzinur shechaku kula b'seiv kavu, place a lesson mikvah. If one hollowed out a pipe and then attached it to the ground, it is still considered a utensil and water brought through it would disqualify the mikvah. However, kavoyul b'seiv chakukai ain't a place a lesson mikvah. If he first attached it and only then hollowed it out, it is not considered a utensil and its water would not disqualify the mikvah. The Gemara asks Mani, this brisa reflects neither the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer nor that of the Rabbana of the following brisa. A wide board used by bakers to display the bread available for sale that is attached to the wall. Rabbi Eliezer says it is not susceptible to tumah because it is not considered a utensil. It's considered real property because it's attached. While the Chacham maintained it is susceptible to tumah because it is considered a utensil. The Gemara points out, as the Rashbam explains, neither Rabbi Eliezer nor the Rabbanan differentiate whether the board was formed into a utensil before or after it was attached. Whereas the earlier brisa regarding tzinur does differentiate as follows. Tzinur shechaku kula b'seiv kavu paisel as a mikvah. Kavu b'seiv chakuku in the paisel as a mikvah. If so, the brisa does not reflect either opinion. E Rabbi Eliezer for the chakul b'seiv kavu. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even if the pipe was first formed into a utensil and then attached to the ground, it is also not susceptible to tumah and should therefore be in the place less a mikvah. According to the Rabbanan, even if it was first attached to the ground and then formed into a utensil, it is susceptible to tumah and should be place less a mikvah. First, the Gemara answers Rabbi Eliezer. The Braisa of Tzina reflects the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who differentiates as follows. Regarding tzinar shechakul b'seiv kavoy paisel as a mikvah. Because ordinarily, a utensil that was formed and then attached is still considered a utensil and susceptible to tumah. However, regarding dav shel nachtayim in Rabbi Eliezer mitahir, afil tiknu b'seiv kavoy because shani pshute kliyetz the tumah d'rabbanan. A wooden board is a pshute kliyetz, a wooden utensil without a receptacle, which is only susceptible to tumah d'rabbanan. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that the rabbanan were lenient where it was subsequently attached to the ground. However, the Gemara points out, Mechlal de Sheiva de Raisa. This explanation implies that drawn water invalidates a mikveh even midday Raisa. However, Hakaimel under Rabbanan. Once a mikveh is filled with 40 saw, adding drawn water only invalidates the mikveh midday Rabbanan, and so an attached pipe should not disqualify the mikveh. Furthermore, Ha'am Reb Yisi ben Reb Chanina Bedav Shal Matches Machlaikis, we know that the Machlaikis pertains to a metal baker's board, and metal is susceptible to Tumah midday Raisa even without a receptacle. David the Gemara explains, Rabbanan, the Brisa of Tzina reflects the opinion of the Chachamim, and they differentiate as follows. Regarding Davsha Nachtoimin Chacham Mitamin Afilakavuil B'Sev Tiknui, because as the Rashbam explains, since it is a question of Tumah de Raisa, the Rabbanan hold that even if it was formed after it is attached, it is still considered a utensil and susceptible to Tumah. However, regarding Tzina, Kavoil B'Sev Chakukoi ain't a place less in Mikvah, since it is only a question of Sh'uvin de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were lenient and it would not invalidate the mikvah. Nevertheless, chakukul b'sev kavoy poisel as a mikvah. If the pipe was formed before it was attached, it does invalidate the mikvah because it could teresh kliyah betalish. Once it was a utensil and susceptible to tumah, the Rabbanan did not change its status. The Gemara discusses another application of this machlokes. Masechtas Machshirin discusses hechsher, the process whereby produce becomes susceptible to tumah when it comes into contact with liquid, but only if the owner wanted the liquid for some purpose. As the Mishnah there rules, kol mashke shetchilasi l'ratzon af pi she'ein seif l'ratzon machshir. If the owner wanted the water, even if he did not want it to touch the produce, it is machshir the perish to become tame. However, be'inan machshav l'tzerich davar hatalish, he must want the water for something that is detached. Now, the Gemara inquires, Megisham Shechashav Aleim Ladich Eset Streiblin Mahu Lizroim. If he wanted rainwater to wash the base section of the mill that is attached to the ground, is this considered Hechsher? And as the Rashbam explains, this question pertains to both its Streiblin and Machteshes Kavua, an attached mortar, which are both Talush Ulbasayv Chibre. And the Gemara elaborates, Alib Dirabli Yazidam Akalam Machubul Karka Reuka Karka Loyti Bailach. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who ruled that anything attached to the ground, whether in its dreibul or a machteshes kavua, is considered real property and included in the sale, it is certainly not considered hechsher. However, libe d'rabbanan the amri ein kekarka mai. According to the Rabbanan, an its dreibul is included in a sale, but a machteshes kavua, an attached mortar, is not included in the sale, since it is not considered real property. The Gemara inquires whether it is considered a utensil regarding Hechsher, and the Rashbam explains the two sides of the question. Perhaps called Talush or Basif Chibroi Chashav Talush. Perhaps all utensils that were later attached are not considered real property, and therefore Loi Mocha HaMachdeshes. The attached mortar is not included in the sale. Yet Mocher Eset Streibel, the base of the mill, is included in the sale because Iker Asiyas LeKviyas Bekarka Tfei Machdeshes. It is intended for use with the house. However, regarding Hechsher, Afel Chishav LaHadich Et Streibel Machsher Eset Zroim. Planning to use the water to wash the Streibel is considered Hechsher since it is still considered a utensil. On the other hand, perhaps called Talosh Abasif Chibrei Chashav Mechuber. Perhaps all utensils that were later attached are considered real property, and therefore, Mocher Eset Streibel, the base of the mill, is included in the sale. Yet, Loi Mocher HaMachteshes, the attached mortar, is not included in the sale, because Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, one sells begrudgingly. Lagabi Hechsher Kekarka Mashvila, attached utensils are considered real property, and so, Chishav Ladich Eset Streibel, Eina Mocher Eset Zroim. Planning to use the water to wash the tzreibel or the machteshes is not considered hechsher since they are not utensils. The Gemara replies, tekui, leaving the matter unresolved. The Gemara records an incident where Reb Nechemya instructed Rabba, ki asya hach itzel kamach, agava iser nichse, afila mitzterebli derechayim. When the woman comes to you to collect iser nechasim, the portion of our father's estate that she's entitled to as a dowry, she may even take the itzterebel because it is considered karka, real property.